15 minutes of heat in for you on 790 The Ticket. Tobin and Leroy taking you up until 10 o'clock today. If you missed any of today's show, download the Tobin and Leroy podcast, all right? Got that for you on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever podcasts are available, your podcast is there, all right? And to all the people grief listening to us today in Boston, you're a bunch of bums. Go to hell.
You know they are, right?
Oh, yeah. You want my tears? Let me tell you something right now, Boston. You want my tears? Not going to happen today, dude. It's going to be heat in seven. I can already hear the peppers playing in my ears. I can already hear the air horns. Spo already said we're going to make a memory. If Spo says a memory will be made, a memory shall be made. And he's not giving any excuses. No excuses. Right, Spo?
Average shooting wins the last two games. So if you take that 7-for-45 and go with the league average, they win that game. Jeez.
Tobin disagrees.
Waiting for JFake to play this clip.
Oh, no. Okay. Cool.
We're not going to make any kind of deflection or any kind of excuse. We're not deflecting anything. We're not making excuses for it. We're not making any excuses for any kind of...
No excuses. No excuses.
No excuse, Spo.
We will not deflect. Except basketball's off the rim, apparently. We will not make excuses. No excuses, more streuses. It's all coming together, baby. Right where we want them, just like a decade ago. Right where we want them. You know, I remember, maybe some of you young snot-nosed heat punks aren't old enough to remember, but I'm old enough to remember a Pacers series where everybody said, too big, too stout, and Dwayne Wade, his knee doesn't work. It's not going to happen. And lo and behold, after an awful start with Dexter Pittman, Dwayne Wade took a little visit to his boy Tom Crean. And do you know what he did in that game four, Leroy? Do you know what he did in that game four, Marcos?
Yeah.
Do you know what he did in that game four, J-Fig? I'll tell you what he did. I'll tell you what he did right now, all right? He got to his knee. Right? And he dialed it up, dude. So all I need is for Jimmy Buckets to get on the phone and dial it up on that knee for one game. Because you go and take this game. No. You go and take this one game in Boston, and all of a sudden, the only thing that's going to be tight is those Celtic cheeks. Because they know they've gotten away with murder in this series. That's the facts, Jack. They have been given an edible arrangement, a gift. All it takes is one game, Leroy, to break the confidence from these bums. All right? We already know that they play this game like it's hot potato. One game, and then you bring it back home for a game seven. You know what happens in a game seven, Leroy? Marcos, you know what can happen in a game seven?
What can happen in a game seven?
J-Fig, you want to know what can happen in a game seven?
Tell me.
Anything can happen in a game seven. That's why it's the greatest two words in sports. All you need is to win game six to unlock a game seven where anything can happen and you make a memory, like Spo said. Why are you all looking at me like you don't believe?
Just hurt.
There's a difference in looking at somebody like they don't believe and then looking at somebody like they're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot, dude. I've never seen clearer. Okay, I can see clearer now. The rain is gone.
How can you see clearer if you're doing this?
Because
you're blocking your vision.
That's my windshield wipers, JFig. All right, because I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Do you know what Pat Riley said? Hold on, no. Do you know what Pat Riley said about obstacles, JFig?
What did he say?
You want to know what Pat Riley said about obstacles, Marcos?
Yeah, let me know, please.
You want to know what Pat Riley said about obstacles, Leroy? He says, there are tons of obstacles, but there are none of them. Okay? There are no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none. And so if I can see clearly now because the rain is gone, I can see all obstacles in my way. You don't think Pat Riley can see all obstacles in his way? Because he does. Because there are no obstacles. There are no obstacles. Okay? Because you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you can't just run out the first door and leave like a bum, all right, to Cleveland for shoe commercials, all right?
Okay. This is getting personal.
Here we go.
Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
Team Petty.
What?
Come on, dude. Come on. We talking about the Heat and the Celtics.
You're right. Just like it was 10 years ago, Leroy. Let's not forget when the Heat changed LeBron James's legacy with a Heat Celtics game. Changed his legacy. He would say for years, "Oh, I can't beat the Celtics, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Oh, I'm a loser." And then he comes here and he beats the Celtics the first year. And then he has his legacy-changing game against the Celtics, thanks to the Miami Heat. Ergo, a memory was made.
I got to tell you.
What's that?
When I think about LeBron, do you not think about that block in the Golden State series, the chase down block?
Or no, I don't, actually.
Or him coming back from down 3-1?
You mean after the Heat made him a champion and he was, you know, somebody finally after being a biggest disappointment in all of pro sports? Yeah, I guess it's like third on the list. But he made a memory with Heat Celtics, okay? Mm-hmm. And Spo says a new memory shall be made, okay? And I don't know about you, but I love when I go to Disney and I get the memory maker. All right, and I'm seeing right now.
What exactly is a memory maker?
You know, it's like you get all the pictures you get sent to your phone. It's a lovely package. The point is, all right, the thing that we need to take a snapshot of is this moment right here, because this is the lowest we'll be, because there's nothing like the climb. Okay, I believe it was Miley Cyrus who said that. It's the climb.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Marcos.
Isn't that her song?
Why do you wag him on? She also sang Shake It Off. Why don't you apply that?
That's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, the idiot.
Oh, damn it.
Tobin was correct when he said the climb.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I'm looking at it now.
I just want him to sing it. That's some way to hear that now.
There's always going to be another mountain. And Spo's always going to make it move.
Yeah, well.
There's always going to be an uphill battle. But sometimes you're going to have to lose just like they did last night.
Are these the lyrics? Are you reading the lyrics?
He is. He's Googled the lyrics. I saw your little fingers.
What are you talking about? No. I'm just riffing here, dude. I'm just riffing here. I don't know what you're talking about. Because let me tell you something. It ain't about how fast you get there. Mm-hmm. It ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
Yeah.
It's the climb, dude. The climb. Although, what's waiting on the other side is the NBA Finals and kicking Steph Curry's ass. Yeah. Okay?
Hey,
so don't forget about that.
That was freestyle.
What's wrong?
Did you just use this segment to read lyrics?
No, you keep saying that. I don't know what you're talking
about. Inspirational lyrics.
Nah, I think he was just riffing, guys. I don't see Steph Curry in these lyrics.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. You know?
What was that one that you said? There's always going to be another mountain.
Spo's going to make it move.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. It's deep, dude. It's deep.
Dude, I see you squinting trying to read your screen. Like, well, he's like, always going to be. Another mountain.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Mm-hmm. You are the worst.
Why'd you stop?
This dude really went.
Well, I mean, you know, that's just my point on that one. Because, you know.
Miley Cyrus on us?
I mean, maybe you prefer, you know, maybe you prefer. Listen, there ain't no mountain high enough. And there ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, man. No matter how far, don't worry, baby.
No,
just call my name.
The next line is in a hurry from you.
This is no longer about the heat.
No, it's about the heat. It's about the heat. Trust me.
That sounds like something Tobin would say to his wife, and she didn't pick up on the fact that it was Diana Ross lyrics.
My wife did what you know. My wife did wonder last night why I just kept saying Strohs in my sleep.
You sure you wasn't saying brick?
Same thing.
I mean, are they synonymous right now?
Because I got to tell you, the Heat the last couple of games have built a new arena.
Yep. FT Bricks Arena.
Let's go lie to the Heat as they attempt to dial it up.
No, no, that's not how it's going to be, Marcos. Just because you got disconnected last night does not mean that we won't have minutes left on our calling card come Friday night.
Minutes?
We still use those?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's a thing.
No, it's not.
How else?
Not unless you're going to the corner store and trying to call your family in Italy or something.
Yeah.
Dr. Zabaga says, Tobin, get some sleep. Only one of us got sleep on this show today.
I've done that before.
No, not that long.
No, that
not that long.
No, you missed the whole thing.
I'm telling you, here's the problem.
There is no problem. You just did it.
The cord didn't reach.
Man, that is just like a perfect setup right there, bro.
I don't know what got me up.
Honestly.
like what the
You ever felt like someone was looking at you? That's probably
I'm like, damn, I've been resting for a long time. I wonder if this break is over. And I look up and I see it like you guys are just staring at me like.
Just know that Marcos and I are jealous.
Oh, man.
Tobin, he was boots on the ground. You got to be a little tired, too.
I just want to let the Heat know one more thing, okay? If I can.
No,
I just want just hear me out on this, okay?
Yeah.
Don't you ever say that we just walked away, all right? Because I'm gonna always want you guys.
Stop.
I can't live a lie running for my life. Cause I'm always gonna want you. Bam. You're gonna come in there like a wrecking ball.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness.
You'll never hit love so hard. All I wanted was to break your walls.
Whoa, I'm sick.
And all you're ever going to do is wreck the seas.
Yeah.
Wreck the seas.
Oh, okay. What are we doing? What are we doing? Hey, right now Spo would come on to say, get some rest.
No, we got this, dude. Don't worry about that, all right?
Man.
Because after we win that game on the road, my tummy's going to be turning. I'm going to be feeling kind of homesick.
Oh, no.
Too much pressure. And I'll be nervous for game 7. But that's when the taxi man's going to turn on the radio. And the Peppa song was on. The Peppa song was on. The Peppa song was on.
So what'd you do?
And you know what's gonna? You want to know what's gonna happen?
What are you gonna do?
The song was next.
What are you gonna do?
Chafing, you want to know what's gonna happen?
Please tell me.
No,
Marcos, you want to know what's gonna happen?
I gotta know, man. I gotta know.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my hands up.
Whoa.
Because they'll be playing my song.
Yeah.
And the butterflies fly away.
Like what?
Not in my head. Like yeah.
All right.
Moving my hips like yeah. Because I got my hands up, they'll be playing my Peppa song.
Yeah.
And they know I'm going to be okay. Yeah. It's going to be a party.
Where
is it?
right down at Biscayne. 601 Biscayne Boulevard, Heaton 7.